We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
The Austin Area Urban League has been enriching the lives of Central Texans since 1977. That mission continues today, and here to talk about that mission here on Inside Austin is Quincy Dunlap. He's the president and CEO of the Austin Area Urban League online. It's AAUL.org. Quincy, I appreciate you joining us here on Inside Austin.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, John. It's a pleasure to be here and to talk about this great movement that I serve.
What is the Austin Area Urban League? What's the mission? How's it changed over the years?
The Urban League in general nationally is a historic civil rights organization that's been around over 110 plus years. The way it's set up, John, is we are one of 91 separate 501c3s that make up the totality of the movement. You have the National Urban League that will be our parent company. And then you have 90 separate 501c3s that make up the affiliate movement, of which the Austin Area Urban League is one. We've been around since 77, like you said. This is our 43rd year of providing services. We provide services under five empowerment pillars: education and youth development, housing, workforce and career development, justice and advocacy, and health and wellness. Our whole premise, John, is to provide individuals who come through our doors an equitable quality of life. Now, that looks quite different depending on who it is that's coming through the door. People would often say that we serve different populations, right? It's not necessarily people that need programs, services, or supports. Individuals like yourself and I, we have access to resources and opportunities.
Sure.
What does quality of life look like for us, and how can it be improved? We may need to pay it forward socially and civically. So the Urban League, for individuals like you and I, will provide civic engagement opportunities to pay it forward. For other brothers and sisters on the ground who may need a leg up, we provide programs, services, and supports to improve their quality of life.
Let's talk about who the Austin Area Urban League is for. Is it all-encompassing? Is it for black, brown, white? Who are we serving?
It's all-encompassing. It's all-encompassing. We primarily serve black people, but it's black African-Americans, but it's a very diverse organization. I want people to not have the misconception of how the Urban League was founded. Right. Nationally, it was founded by a white wife of a railroad tycoon and probably one of the most educated black men in the country, the first PhD from, I think it was, Columbia University. So I want people to understand that at its core, it's a diverse organization. If you look at the composition of the Austin Area Urban League's board, it's a very diverse board that contains varying degrees of education levels and professional levels and ethnic diversity.
Has the mission changed over the years, or has it remained constant? Has it pivoted at all recently?
There's always evolution. The mission, sure. The thing to understand is the mission is attached to a vision of providing an equitable quality of life for everybody the Urban League encounters. So when we say we're providing tools for economic self-reliance, parity, that type of thing, that's exactly what we do. So a lot of times people have the concept of parity inside of equity confused. And they say, well, what does it look like? Understanding parity means that we have to make strategic investments so that groups that have been marginalized or left out, they get brought up to scale with everybody else. And that there are some pain points there, John. That's what we do. We try to find those spaces where we can provide an equitable quality of life for everybody we encounter and minimize those pain points, but yet bring your brothers and sisters to scale so they have a good quality of life.
What do you think is some of the bigger issues or the biggest issue here in Central Texas and Austin specifically?
The element of racism and exclusion or systemic racism shows up in varying ways. And I think sometimes individuals who enjoy what we would say is privilege or white privilege, sometimes they know that there's a supremacy element involved or racism element involved in everyday life for them. But then there are times when you have brothers and sisters who live a life of privilege, they don't necessarily understand what the other side of the tracks look like. So they are ignorant in a sense, not that they are dumb, but they're ignorant in the sense that they haven't been exposed to what sure. the full spectrum of life in Central Texas is like outside of their paradigm.
Yeah, the true definition of the word ignorance, you just don't know.
You just don't know, right. So the opportunity is for us to expose, enlighten, and provide them the opportunity to act and live equitably. What does that mean? That means my brothers and sisters that don't have black skin or brown skin or that don't live in an unprivileged socioeconomic status, we expose them. And then we provide them the opportunities to live a high quality of life by paying it forward. That doesn't necessarily always mean writing a check. To actually get ingrained in the work of the Urban League means to put in your sweat equity, John. You come and you get on the ground with us when we're doing PPE distributions. So you can see brothers and sisters that have all different skin colors that have needs. Because we all can be in our spaces and sometimes corner ourselves off to where we don't realize what's outside of our bubble.
Is it fair to say that maybe writing a check is the easiest part of the work that gets done?
Absolutely. That's the easiest part of it.
But the real heavy lifting, I think, it's done on the ground.
Absolutely. It's how you get involved. It's how you engage civically. It's if you will take the opportunity to come and truly connect to an organization that has a mission that you can identify with. It may not be the Austin Area Urban League, but my suggestion is for brothers and sisters who want to elevate their quality of life, their thinking into an equitable space, find an organization that has a vision and a mission that you can identify with. Everybody is talking about BLM, Black Lives Matter, right?
Sure.
I would say find an organization that you can identify with. Some people would say certain things are radical. So some people would say certain things are not radical. This is what we need to push for to bring quality of life or elevate quality of life for all people. Find something and attach to it, right? But if you live in that space to where you think that somebody or some group should bear a burden unnecessarily, you have to do some self-introspection. You have to connect to something outside of your daily bubble because you're just not knowledgeable of what things could be for everybody. When one group lives good, all groups live good. When all groups live good, it's better holistically for society, economically, and socially, all of the above.
Today on Inside Austin, we're speaking with Quincy Dunlap. He's the president and CEO of the Austin Area Urban League. Online, it's AAUL.org. Quincy, let's talk specifics about some of the things you're focused on with the Austin Area Urban League. What are you working on in the short term? Just what's right now on the calendar?
Testing. We have a
coronavirus you're talking about.
Yep, COVID-19 coronavirus testing. We have a relationship with Central Texas Allied Health Institute supported by the city of Austin and Travis County to, on the first tier, do actual testing. Free testing, 1400 Tillery Street on the east side. All of the brothers and sisters who have a question about their COVID status, go get tested. It's free. I think we turn around your results in 72 hours or less, depending on how the system is working that day. The city has been great at being our partners and letting us help them understand what various communities need that may usually get excluded from quality of life, right? So the testing, I would encourage everybody to get tested. Everybody get tested, but layered on top of that is also we providing free PPE kits. I think we've done 4 or 5 PPE kit building and distribution events to the tune of 12,000 kits distributed. Each time we do an event, John, we try to give out 3,000 kits. We have one scheduled for the 18th or the 19th in Dale Valley. And we're going to try to get another 1,000 kits out. I think in November, November 17th to 18th, we were at Typhoon, Texas. They granted us free space in partnership with Pflugerville ISD. We gave out 3,000 kits. The district got 1,000 kits and 200 turkeys. So the district told us they had a need for 1,000. It was either 1,000 or 1,500 kits inside of the district. So we built those kits and we got the district kits and then we distributed the rest to the general public in Pflugerville.
So for information on testing, free testing you mentioned, and the PPE, the personal protection equipment, website, I guess, AAUL.org, is that where people can find that?
Yep. Yep. Or give us a call at the office, 512-478-7176. We're on all the social media, so there is not a way not to reach us.
Easily found.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, I saw on the website, job training and career development efforts was one of the big things that you're working on these days. Can you talk a little bit about your job training and career development efforts?
Absolutely. In our workforce and career development division, we are providing a two-tiered approach to workforce and career development. The first tier is job readiness. A lot of our brothers and sisters that we encounter, whether they are just having approached it in life or they are transitioning out of some particular institution, we call those brothers and sisters returning citizens. We don't call them that's a negative connotation. We call them returning citizens, right? Because that's what they are,
sure.
Right? And we need to treat them with the respect and the dignity that they deserve coming out. Any brother and sister that comes in the door, we put them through a 4 to 6 week course for free that can help them understand the digital technology that's available to them now, right? And understanding resume writing, interviewing processes, interviewing techniques, and other things that help them transition back into society, or we facilitate the actual job opportunity to where we may take them to job interviews, career fairs, and things of that nature. Tier two of the workforce and career development is the occupational training, where we help you get those career credentials. That's the next tier after the job readiness is the occupational training.
And I saw also on the website, you have programs revitalizing Austin neighborhoods.
We have a Go Repair and a Minor Home Repair program that helps brothers and sisters come and access our resources that we have with our partners that we have, where we pay for minor home repairs based on an environmental assessment and a community assessment and the need. If they meet the qualifications as outlined by the city, we then put them into one of two programs to help subsidize the cost of those repairs for those homes.
What kind of repairs are we talking about? Like a new roof or?
Yep. The roofing.
Plumbing.
There's a range. Plumbing, yeah. Drywalling.
It sounds like any aspect of home repair.
Yeah. We've fixed foundations. We've a number of things. We've repaired driveways, a number of things.
And I also noticed on the website, and again, it's AAUL.org for the Austin Area Urban League. Mentions on your website about education and youth development programs. And we mentioned some other kind of other education programs. Can we talk specifically about the youth education programs and development?
Yeah. EYD, as we affectionately call it, Education and Youth Development, we have a signature model called Project Ready, and it focuses on post-secondary success. Now, there's a heavy emphasis on higher ed in that space, but what we do is we provide post-secondary success options, right? Not everybody is going to go to college. That's just the facts.
So, and not everybody needs to.
Not everybody needs to, but we provide opportunities. It's an asset-based approach that looks at the individual and does an assessment of their talent and skills, and then we place them in a specific opportunity for their success. There are three components to it. Academic achievement, which is the enrichment and the support. That's universal. That can apply to homeschooling, traditional schooling, public schooling, private schooling. Then there's the college culture and awareness, which is the success mapping. And then there's the social development. The biggest reason why a lot of students don't matriculate, especially in the Black and brown community, is because the higher ed environment is an environment of a lot of freedom. And we are not socially prepared, oftentimes not socially prepared to transition into that environment. But what we do is we prep our students to be accountable in those environments so that they can succeed outside of the norms. I know part of my issue was it was too much of a free environment for me when I went into higher ed, right?
Yeah.
It's all about an asset-based approach to working with young people and meeting them where they are and helping them build those assets and those skills to succeed in a post-secondary opportunity. Some young people may want to go to the military. What are their options there? Everybody doesn't have to enlist. There's an opportunity for you to figure out which branch of the service is for you, right? We help them think through those options. We help them take information and make an informed decision about their future.
Now let's talk about how Austin can help. If somebody likes what they hear and they want to take part, what are the ways that Central Texas and the city of Austin can help with the mission at the Austin Area Urban League?
Go to the website, call us, come visit us when the COVID clears up, volunteer. I think the sweat equity is the most important thing. If I can get you to give your time, your treasures will follow, right? If you want to get involved, there are opportunities for you to come volunteer with the Urban League so you can see what we do.
And I would say that one of the best ways to build community is get in it and meet people.
Where they are.
Yeah, it's hard to hate people that you know and work with.
That's right. That's right.
All right, as we run out of time here, Quincy, let me give you the last, say, 30 seconds. What didn't we get to today? What would you like to add to the conversation that we didn't get a chance to get into?
Our gala is coming up, John. December 11th at 7 p.m., we'll be doing a virtual gala. This is an opportunity for Austin to see its own honored based on the work and service that they do in the community. We have 7 honorees. I won't spill the beans because my marketing and communications person is here with me, and I know I'm supposed to follow my script.
Right.
If you go to our website, you'll see the gala invite there. The gala is virtual, so it's free this year. Usually the ticket is $200 for the live gala at some fancy swanky hotel downtown. Oh, it's a $10 donation, right? And again, I want people to understand that 75 cents on every dollar goes back out the door to serve when we collect. And we just want to make sure that people understand if you support our gala, even if you don't participate in the gala and you support the Urban League, your investment into the Urban League is an investment into the human capital in the Central Texas region and the success of the Central Texas region. So come and participate in the gala. We have the Peterson brothers and a couple of other entertainers that are going to do some great things with us that night. We're going to honor some of Central Texas's finest, some of Austin's finest. And it's just going to be a good time virtually. I know this is different because of COVID.
Yep.
But we have to sustain honoring excellence in the community, and that's what this night is about. This is about honoring the excellence of Austin in service.
All right, that's Quincy Dunlap. He is the president and CEO of the Austin Area Urban League. Online, it's aaul.org. Quincy, I appreciate you joining us today here on Inside Austin.
John, thank you. I look forward to us partnering on many more things.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.